Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Today, we have a replay of Sunday night's live call-in show from Sunday night, St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, 2024. Scotty G joins me, and we have a great time talking about the luckiest things ever to happen to you at a Disney destination. We get some great calls about that. We also talk about what is that one greatest item, greatest bite you've had at Walt Disney World? Was it a sweet treat? Was it a savory item at a restaurant? Was it off of a snack cart? We get some great items from all around property, some at restaurants, some snacks, some definitely sweet items over at Disney Springs. And so hear what our listeners have to say, and then drop by our Discord forum and jump in on the conversation, beourguestpodcast.com/Discord, and get in on the community, get in on the conversation. Hope you enjoyed today's show. Don't forget our podcast, always brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We'd love to help you plan your next Disney adventure. We're booking those 2025 Disney cruises for the summer of 2025 right now. Just swing by themagicforless.com for all the details. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. That really does help us out. And thank you so very much to our Patreon supporters. You guys make this show possible. You can support us starting at just $5 a month. That really helps us out. And you'll get a bonus show every week called Mike in the Midwest. So again, come on over, support us, patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to the BOGP Open Line for Sunday night, March 17th, 2024. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Sunday night to you, or happy Thursday. Hope your brackets aren't busted. They're not, because the tournament hasn't started either way, but it's getting ready to. We're going to have a good time talking Disney tonight, St. Patrick's Day. My buddy, your buddy, up in Michigan, where apparently the snow can still fly this time of year, we have Scotty G. Scott, what's going on? Happy St. Patrick's Day. What's up?
Happy St. Patrick's Day, Mike. In the part of the country where I live, most people have green as part of their daily wardrobe. So I tell you, it is always easy to find green up here in East Lansing. And yeah, so it was a good, it was a snowy one. Like sometimes, you know, typically speaking, St. Patrick's Day is like a nice warm day here. Like we normally get luck out, but it was cold, windy, and snowy. But that's all right. I'm happy to be here on a Sunday night chatting with you.
And just breaking news, you are headed to Walt Disney World. So you will not be here next week because you will be having a good time at Coronado Springs about this time next week.
Coronado Springs. You know, you want to know something? So I emailed guest services like through the app yesterday on Saturday as we're like real time here. And just because I'm under two confirms for the same resort, same room category, but I don't want to check out. You know what I mean? Like you don't want to check out and have to get a new room. So I just sent them this message, like shine the dark, just whatever. I was like, hey, can you make sure, like, is it, if it's possible, could we not have to be like, you know, checked out and checked back in? And then I also said, could I stay in the cabanas or the casinos? Cause like, I love the ranchos, but man, I'm always in the ranchos. You know, you feel me on that too, Mike.
Yep.
And someone called me today. They actually like called me and said, hey, we got your email. Just wanted to talk about this. You know, I thought it was super cool that they just like called me and wanted to chat about it. So
somebody was bored and they saw Scotty G. Yeah. I mean,
yeah. Well, they also said maybe your travel agent can help you with this too. That's right. They said that.
That's crazy.
Which kind of cracked me up.
Well, honestly, when you have that kind of situation too, if you tell them to check into the first one, they will usually keep you in the second one.
And that's normally the case. And that's what I would normally do. But Mike, I'm checking in after midnight. So that's what my concern is like, they're going to have all the room assignments done and everyone on their way at midnight. So I was just worried about that. And they said, still do it. They said, this is something I learned too. They said, even when you check in at midnight, they always want you to go to the front desk just to make sure you arrived.
That is true. If you're getting there late, cause you're probably that late. They're probably thinking you're a no show.
Yeah.
Now think about that. All right, so we're going to be taking your calls over the next hour, 407-413-9395. Top of the show, I'm going to tell you, I am fighting a terrible cold, so I apologize for that. I've been sneezing, I've been coughing, my voice is going, so, and if you're looking at the video, my face is red. I've been a mess for 4 days, but we're going to do the show. We don't miss shows here. So Scott might have to run things here in just a bit, but we're going to have a good time. It is St. Patrick's Day. Scott, I see you have a Guinness there here as we record.
I do have a Guinness, you know, it's St. Patrick's Day. Right. Like you have to celebrate even on a Sunday, but,
Ooh, that was loud.
I will say I texted a couple friends beforehand, Wade and Jared, about my Guinness. I told them, like, you got to watch the show tonight. I'm going to be decked out. I'm going to have a Guinness. And I warned them, like, just be warned that I don't know how to pour a proper Guinness. That's something I need to work on in the future. But this is not the best pour, but I can tell you, drinking it out of my old Key West glass, and it tastes delicious.
It looks good. I mean, I don't drink beer. I drink margaritas and stuff, but and I don't have them because I'm taking cold medicine, so I know not to mix that. But it's got a nice head on it. Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah. How about that glass, though, that pint glass? Old Key West, one of our favorite places.
I love it. We've been talking about Old Key West on the Discord server, like, nonstop, and it just makes me – because it's so much that I'm – and I talked about this on Mike in the Midwest this week for the patrons. I am making an Olivia's Wall in the studio. And the good news is, for a lot of you guys out there, you're featured in the studio all the time because I have a digital frame that's going to be the centerpiece. It's already it's hanging. I'm working on the rest of the wall still. But there's memories of the last 16 years because on Monday, tomorrow, the 18th, we celebrate 16 years of the show. And if we've done selfies together, I've put it on the digital frame. So it scrolls through right now, 2,500 different pictures of the podcast. And so it's just cool to see memories of folks who've been a part of the show and our history. And so who knows, like, as we're recording the shows, I'm sitting here working. You are right here in our studio. And that's the whole cool thing. Actually, there's even an email address where folks can email, but I'm not brave enough to give that out yet because I don't want that kind of scares me, but I do trust. Dude,
that
you
sounds awesome though. Like, send in your, cause then you really like are that. Trying to make it into the Olivia's Wall. But what you need though is like 15 more of those hanging around, you know?
Well, they're expensive. So I got one, but I'm going to put real pictures around it, I think, with, you know, like, just memories. But yeah, I'm excited because, you know, I'm trying to recreate Olivia's here in the studio, but I like the digital frame cause I can update that. But, excited for that. So tonight, of course, it is St. Patrick's Day. So I thought I'd throw a couple things out that we could take your calls on. First of all, the luckiest thing you've ever lucked into at Walt Disney World. We've kind of talked about this before. A lot of people talk about room upgrades, things like that. I've talked in the past. We lucked into free annual pass renewals for our whole family that one time. Dude, almost had a heart attack. I almost had to go to the hospital because that is an expensive free upgrade at the studios. It was a cast member's last day of her college program. She got to do one big thing for a family. We just happened to be the next person up. And she asked, like, how could she help us? We're like, well, we're going to upgrade, you know, we're going to renew our annual passes, all four of us. And she goes, well, how about we do that as a little pixie dust on that? And I was like, well, okay, that's cool. So we got free annual passes, all four of us, upgrades.
For the insane. Renewals.
I know, dude. I got a
picture. Just think of the value of that in today's market.
Oh, I'm saying, well, this was like 5 years ago, but her picture is definitely on the frame because we got a picture. I got like 10 pictures on my phone with her. I promise
you. We have an
you.
Autographed copy of that one.
Talk about you cast compliments. I gave her about 10. So yeah, so we have that
was on her last day.
Dude, I was like, I love you. So we have that. That was by far the luckiest thing ever to happen to me. So we have that. So if you want to share your luckiest thing that's happened. Also, I saw a thing this morning when I was walking on the treadmill. It was the name of a TV show, like on the Cooking Network or something. I didn't watch the show, but it was a show called The Greatest Thing I Ever Ate. And I was wondering, like, what is the one greatest thing you've ever eaten at Walt Disney World? If you had to narrow it down to like your favorite one thing you've eaten, let's go Walt Disney World. And you can't really give it a ton of thought. Scott, what would you say?
I want to give it a ton of thought. I was like hoping that maybe I can answer that later on in that episode.
Okay. But I mean, give it to the callers.
Let me just ponder on that just a little bit.
Okay. Okay. So how about because we have another couple of questions that we had in the Discord. Again, now you can get to the Discord, by the way, over at brguestpodcast.com/Discord. We got a shortcut, easy way to get there. If you're not there, you got to get over there. It's like the clubhouse. brguestpodcast.com/Discord. Adam said we could also talk about the best whiskey drinks on property for St. Patrick's Day. I'll drink them, but I know nothing about whiskey drinks. But if you want to talk about that, that's great because I know nothing about that, but I'm game for that. And I like this one. In honor of Selection Sunday, which we just had, Scotty G's Michigan State Spartans snuck in by the skin of their teeth.
Snuck in 26 straight years, baby.
That's exactly right. He was sweating it out, though. I can tell you that because we were texting before it happened.
I was a little bit.
But they're in. I'm glad for him. But he said, what underdog attraction at Walt Disney World could be a bracket buster if we were to like put these attractions. We're not going to do the bracket thing. Every other podcast does this time of year. Every blog does it. But what would be a bracket buster attraction? And we have some examples on the Discord. Again, these screen names are kind of hard to read. Mr. Marister, I think it is. I can't tell. On the Discord says PhilharMagic. And I agree. Okay. That's an underrated, awesome attraction. Like it could take.
I think
out
someone
some
made a comment
names.
In there too. I kind of briefly saw it before we went live here about the Coco scene. And like, I love that Coco scene. And what's great about the Coco scene and PhilharMagic is that they didn't take anything away, Mike. Like, you know, normally when you get this new thing added to a ride, like something went away and it was replacing something. But no, it was an addition too. So you still had like Peter Pan, Lion King, like all those great songs that are featured in there. Plus now we have the Coco song. So good. I love it.
How often do we get that too, where we don't get taken away? You know, you just get an addition. They made the show longer.
I remember like years ago, Country Bears got cut a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so that more people can like go through it, which I kind of get, right? I mean, crowd control, but I'm totally fine waiting another 3 minutes in line for PhilharMagic to get three more minutes of entertainment while I'm in that theater. So awesome.
I know. Seriously, get more bang for your.
It's like the cool. It really is the coolest show. Like, we did it on our first trip. I remember we just like walked by and a cast member said, come on in. I'm like, well, what is this? Cause I didn't know anything about Walt Disney World. They're like, dude, you are going to love this. If you like Disney music and movies, just come on in. A show's about to start. Just sit back and relax. And that I wanted to go hug that cast member afterwards. Cause like, he was so right. That is one of the coolest shows at Walt Disney World.
I agree. You know what too? That's one of my wife's favorite attractions. She says that's one of her top five attractions anywhere on property. She loves.
And it's fun to watch like, the kids, like the when the 3D objects come out, they're all like trying to like grab them, you know, like just seeing like the family's reactions is entertainment enough for me. Cause I mean, I know what's all going to happen in the show, but it's fun to like see the audience to react. I just love it.
All right. We got some questions. So again, 407-413-9395. We'd love to take your calls over the next hour. So we are going to have a hard out at the top of the hour. So make sure you get your calls in on time tonight. But Kristen says, I can't call in, but we're thinking about doing our first ever cruise on the Wish. A 3 or 4 night, but we are not sure if that's good and where we should book on the ship. Also, my lucky thing that ever happened to me is being a cast member on the Walt Disney World Railroad for 5 years. How cool is that?
Nice gig. That's a nice gig.
Man, I love the train. Oh, man. How cool would that? That would be like the prime spot. I bet it is kind of hard, though. I mean, because it's not air conditioned. I mean, it's probably not a comfortable spot, but I mean,
and it's loud too. It's
probably a demanding spot, but I mean, it's the essence of the parks, you know, the train. It really is. If you think about it.
It really is.
Like if you're a Disney fan, you get it, right? If you're not somebody that understands what the parks are about, you probably don't understand the significance of the train. The train is like, I mean, it's the heart and soul of the parks, but Kristen gets it.
Yeah. And so, I think going to her question about booking the Wish as their first cruise, I think that's totally fine. Like, being on Disney Cruise Line, any of the ships, I think is great. And I think the Wish is good because it does, like, right now, it does those 3 and 4 night sailings, which I think is a good introductory sailing
but
for your first cruise.
Do 4, because it's not that much more expensive, and really, you're going to regret. The 3 goes so, so fast. Do 4.
The 3 does, because what happens with the 3, and I've done these, and, like, Mike, we talked about this, they're good for those travelers that have done Disney Cruise Line a lot and are just trying to do
a weekend.
Just a little fix. Yep, which we've done like over Memorial Day weekend. 3 night was perfect. The problem with the 3 night is the first day, you know, it's fun. You know, you check in. You're not there the full day, right? You get on the ship like 11, noon, 1, whatever it may be. You have fun. Then you have your first full day, right? Great day. You do all this stuff. You get to your stateroom and your gratuities are like sitting on your bed. Exactly. Like, oh, man, we're tomorrow's our last night. Like, what's up with that? We just boarded and now we're doing the gratuities. Like, it just seems like it goes so fast. So 4 night is the way to go. Mike, we've talked about it. I like aft. I like booking aft on the ships, but I think most general people, especially if you're unsure about the ship, I think midship is the way to go where you have that kind of balance of the ship.
I like it too, especially if you're adults, because you can go the adult areas in the aft and you're just right there. Plus you can go right up to cabanas. in the morning. Okay. Carolyn's got her best thing she ever ate here in the chat. So we're not getting calls, but hey, I'm back. Hey,
we're getting conversation though.
We're getting conversation. That's exactly right. So she says, best thing I ever ate. We ate, we did Disney dining at Walt Disney World, and my parents joined us for dinner at California Grill. My dad said that was the best steak he ever had. You know what? I've thought about right before I read this, you know, my best thing I ever had, and it's not very fancy. The best thing I ever ate at Walt Disney World.
I have a funny answer for you, but go.
No, it is. It's that old teriyaki steak they used to have at Kona. I that was so good. Love that thing because it was on a bed of rice and it had that teriyaki sauce on top with like a little lemon. Oh my God. That's probably the best thing I ever ate at Walt Disney World. Probably.
I thought you were going to say your best bite at Walt Disney World was the buffalo chicken sandwich.
ABC. No, but that steak, that platter, like that meal, that teriyaki,
that
steak,
pineapple,
on top. Oh, my gosh, that was so stinking good over at Kona. They don't have it anymore. That's probably my best thing.
Kona like has had like weird identity through like the last 10 years. You know, like because remember that I was sad when that went away. Honestly, Mike, that was when you turned me on to when I was my early days of going to Walt Disney World. I found the podcast and you talked about that steak and that's what made me try it, honestly. And then I started liking Kona a little bit more but then I found the noodle bowl, like the noodle bowl that's was good so
too.
Good.
That is good too. I agree. But I like the steak, yeah. Man. I picture that steak. Like I had the grill marks in it with the pineapple on top.
Oh yeah. Man. I have a couple photos of it. It was good. That should be on your Olivia's wall.
Forget me. Some family just didn't make the cut. The steak did. It's like the selection committee. Like you were on the bubble for first four out. Sorry, Mike Bankhead. Yeah. The steak just beat you. Were on the bubble. The steak beat you out.
Now, what's interesting about your like underrated team, like who's that 10 seed that's going to make a run, you know, for the attractions. And I was going to go a show too. I mean, it's not really a surprise, but I mean, Impressions de France is like, seriously, like a legit show. I know we talked about like, we should do an episode where we just dissect the entire film. Cause I think it's just the thing of beauty really. But, you sit in the theater, it's 18 minutes long, you see all this great stuff, you see the cool feature of, you know, like the 270 degree, I don't think it's 360, it's like 270 or whatever. It's just so awesome. And the fact that it's like original, like it's from the 80s, and I still think, Mike, it holds up pretty darn well.
It's awesome because it's from the 80s, that's why, because I'm an 80s dude, I love retro stuff. We have our first call of the night, thank the maker, we have a call. Because it's a call-in show, and it'd be false advertising if it wasn't. So who's joining us? Who do we got?
It's Rhonda Lee from Nova Scotia.
Oh, Rhonda Lee. We're so glad to hear from you. How's it going? Now, Scotty G has snow tonight. Do you have snow?
No, I no longer have snow. After probably about a month ago, I think we had, oh my God, I want to say 160 inches dumped. Oh. Over a 3-day period. So Scotty G, you can keep it there, my friend.
Will do. We will. It's not warm enough for it to stick. So it like, but it's been weird because it's kind of was like hail a little bit at one point. Speaking of hail, Mike, I know your area got hit with some crazy hail because like
Stacy and Jared
were showing me these crazy photos of the hail like across the river.
It was wild, dude. Baseball sized hail. Like, but it was all around us. But our knock on wood, our house did not get hit like at all. But it was everywhere around us. All these cars getting houses got tore up. We got so lucky. Yeah.
And at one point today, it felt like hail, but like then I was thinking like, well, that's not hail compared to what I saw earlier this week.
Dude, people going to the hospital because they got nailed in the heads. Anyway, Rhonda Lee, this isn't the Weather Channel. Go ahead.
I wanted to put my input on the best things I have eaten at Disney World.
Yes, go for it.
But I am going to cheat. So my savory item is Morimoto's the Beanie Bop, served tableside where they cook the rice and the fish right in front of you. But for sweet, it is the pretzel bread pudding in the Germany Pavilion, hands down.
See, I haven't heard of either one of those things. That's why I love these shows, because you learn every time you get to speak with somebody, you learn new things to try.
Yeah. The first time we ate at Morimoto Asia, that was what I got. And my husband looked at me and went, you won the competition, hands down. And then the next time we went, we both ordered it because we were not going to be competing.
See, I would get along well with your husband because everything is absolutely a competition when it comes to food ordering at a restaurant like that.
Yeah. Rhonda Lee, I mean, we're not competitive in our family, but I love the way you put that, Rhonda Lee. Like, we do that too, though. Like, after a meal, we kind of like dissect it, like on the ride back or the walk back, and we're like, who won dinner tonight? You know, like, that's a question we like to ask. And oftentimes I'm on the losing end. Like last night here in town, I lost dinner. Like, I tried my best, but my wife and then daughter did better than me. Oh, well.
No. Yeah. The other thing he would put on the list is the bacon and eggs from Steakhouse 71. That was the best for him. And that, he only ordered that because I told him he had to. And we never order for each other, but he got it. And he goes, all right. He goes, that was the right call. So he loved that.
Those are excellent. I've had those. Yes. Those are way over the top excellent. Yes. I agree with that. That is a definite good call.
Yeah. And I think our server sat down and chatted with him for like 10 minutes on how to make grits.
Okay.
So it was the best experience besides the food. So, yeah.
That's cool when your server takes the time to get to hang out with you for a few minutes. I love that.
All right. Well, I'll let you guys go for another caller, but it was a pleasure chatting with you guys. You guys take care.
Rhonda Lee, thank you for always being in the chat and just for being just a great friend of the show. I don't get to tell you enough, but we appreciate you so very much.
You know what? Thank you for the years of enjoyment, my friend.
All right. You take care. If you ever need anything, you just give us a yell.
Will do. Take care, guys.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Mike, I did jot down my answer for if anytime you want to ask it. I do have my best bite. I'm not even calling it best item. I'm calling it best bite.
Okay, because I don't even know what it was. I just saw the name of a show on the TV guide, and I thought that'd be a cool thing to talk about tonight, so go for it.
So I have a retired best bite and a current.
See, we're going all different directions.
Because you can't have this bite, unfortunately, anymore, and it's at Narcoozie's.
Yeah. Okay.
So the steak is fantastic at Narcoozie's. So are the scallops, too, mind you. But they used to have these things called the Narcoozie's mashed potatoes. So it was an enhancement you had to order. So like your steak might come with regular mashed potatoes, but you could order the specialty Narcoozie's potatoes. And it had like the cheddar, the bacon, and all this butter, like all this deliciousness, basically. And they were great on their own. But oftentimes I would cut a small piece of my filet and take that fork and dip it in with the potato. So I made a little combination of the two of them. Probably the best bite I ever had. Such an amazing bite.
Didn't I get those potatoes when I went with you to Narcoozie's?
You did have those potatoes.
Okay, because I was going to say, because those were awesome. Because whatever potatoes I had that night were really good. Yeah, totally.
And then my current one is at Topolino's. Some of you might know this is what I was going to say, but the sole fish. This is just an item I thought I would never order in my life. I was influenced by our friend Robert, Robert down in Tennessee.
Yep.
He's like, Scott, you got to try the sole fish. Just trust me on it. Like, all right, I'll trust you. And I've been to Topolino's probably 6 or 7 times since then. And that's all I order now. It is one of the best dishes I ever had. And the bite of that fish with the capers and the potatoes, just an amazing experience. Oh. I'm not even calling it it's an experience when you eat that. It's just so good. Now I'm hungry, Mike.
I know. Seriously, we were talking about food. And you haven't eaten. I've eaten. So at least me and I had Taco Bell, so it doesn't really count. But so Jason Miller from Facebook here says, his wife says the cheese empanadas in Mexico, she has simple taste buds. You know what? I have those quite often, and those are pretty rocking. I think that's one of those atmosphere kind of things. And let's see here. We got another one from Justin says, best thing he's ever eaten at Disney, the steak at Geco, the one with the chocolate glaze. I've only been to Geco once. Have you had that? I didn't know there was a chocolate glaze. That's interesting. Chocolate glaze on a steak.
I've had Geco maybe 3 times. I love the filet. I can't particularly think of what they're talking about, but chocolate glaze. I love that mac and cheese combo with that.
That's
steak.
What I had. I didn't have it chocolate. So good. Yeah. And then he says second best thing is ice cream warm sandwich in France. I've had like ice cream cones and like from La Haas. I can't pronounce it. You know, the ice cream place.
Do you want to know where I'm eating a week from tonight?
Yes.
A place I have not been in years.
Where?
It's at Magic Kingdom.
Tony's.
Nope. We're going to Be Our Guest.
Dang, that has I haven't.
And the reason I booked it is because I would normally be on the live show that night for the BR Guest. I was like, well, I gotta be still be. I would normally be in the BR Guest studio Sunday night, so the next best thing is to be in the restaurant, right?
Makes sense. Yeah, it'd be good to get a review because we never talk about that place. We talked about it so much when it opened, and we have not talked about it probably in 5 years.
And I have homecoming brunch that day. Like, I might can't. Doesn't it pain you when you got a good ADR and you cancel it? Like, it's just like one of those things. Like, I just don't know because I want to go to Epcot maybe and do like Flower and Garden, like dining, you know, at the stations that day. But I have a homecoming brunch. Like, how do I let that go? You know, that's a hard one to let go.
But it's the beauty of the 2-hour cancellation window now.
That's what Elizabeth says. She's like, we don't have to make that decision right now, Scott.
you can hold your cards tight for a little bit longer.
Exactly. Wait till the next morning. That morning, I can wait.
Play it right, my friend. All right, we have our next call. Who's joining us?
Hi, this is John.
Hey, John. Thanks for calling in. What's going on?
Hey, nothing much. Just listening. I'm in Tampa, so we're kind of like a local.
Lucky dog.
And we were just at Epcot yesterday. That was fun.
Oh, my gosh. Sounds good. I bet you don't have snow.
Yeah. No, we have 70s and 80s.
You're winning.
It is nice. Yes, it's nice here. I was calling in because you guys were talking about your magical moments.
Yes.
And we had, I can't remember how long ago, 15 years ago or so, we were checking into Riverside for the first time ever. And we had, you know, researched it, and we're looking forward to it. We got there like at 9:30-ish. And when we went to check in, they upgraded us to the Yacht Club for our stay.
What?
So that was quite the – it was weird because I knew nothing about the Yacht Club. And I was like, do we want to go somewhere else? And the person that worked there was like, you do want to go over there.
Yeah, Scott and I were talking about this last week, like, because we've heard about people checking into, like, you know, All-Star Music, and they're like, we'll move you over to the Grand Floridian. You know, people, because people, if you don't know, you're like, I'm already here. Yeah. You know, I'm already here. You know, like, but if you've
already planned on the sports food court for all week, you know,
exactly. Like, your kids have already seen the pictures of like the big roller skate or something. I mean, come on. But I mean, you could totally miss out if you don't know. Yeah.
No, and we definitely went and had a great time. That was fantastic. It was during Star Wars weekends. I remember that. So
I stayed at Yacht Club during a Star Wars weekend once. That's maybe we were there. That would have been kind of funny.
We used to go, I'm a huge Star Wars fan, so we'd drive over sometimes. Like, we just do day trips every day for those. Like, every weekend we'd go over. Me and my wife would go a lot. My daughters, we'd just hit that up every weekend if we could. Because I'm a teacher, too, so summers were off. So it was pretty cool.
It's the universe paying you back for teaching, man. That's good mojo. You deserve it. Trust
I
me.
Hope so. I think five years left of that.
Hang in there.
John, I got to ask. So, you know, you got this upgrade. You're thinking of going to Riverside, Old Man Island, all that. Instead, you get Storm Alarm Bay. Like, how many times did you go to that pool? Tell me you took advantage of that pool a little bit.
We did. And it was, but because it was summertime, it was Star Wars weekends. The day we went to go, I mean, we went multiple times, but the first time we went to check it out, there was a thunderstorm in the area. So, like, you can't go in yet. And I remember we're like waiting. And eventually we got to go in. But that pool is just unbelievable.
Yeah, it is.
And that was my only time I stayed there. We walked by it all the time. You know, when we were doing Epcot, we'd do the walk to Hollywood Studios, or now we Skyline all the time. But we used to walk that quite a bit and just, you know, go by there and hang out at the boardwalk and stuff. But yeah, that pool is awesome.
When that happened, did they give you a reasoning as to why they moved you?
No, it was just, that was it. I don't know. And it was, you know, we went out there a little bit later. I remember going. Like I said, I know it was after 9 when we headed over that weekend. We went after work, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
But no reason.
The inn is full.
And being a Star Wars weekend, that puts you that much closer to the studio.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying.
So
that's
even
better.
Exactly. Yep.
No, it was awesome. What I remember, we have pictures and stuff, but I remember we met Anthony Daniels, C-3PO. That was the celebrity we met that weekend, because we always try to hit that up too. Got a lot of autographs from the Star Wars actors, but I remember that's who we met, and I remember... Like Scott, that's what you said, going to the pool, but it was thunder, so they definitely won't. I know, I'm from Florida. I'm a native. Ain't going in the pool when that's going on, so.
Smart. Yeah, man, I miss those Star Wars weekends. No, I'm just saying I miss those Star Wars weekends. Those things were such a blast.
Yeah, because we're local. We would just, like I said, if it was 4 weekends, we'd just drive. It's a 90 minute to 2-hour drive, depending on traffic, but we'd go at least once every weekend. It was awesome.
Yeah.
And my favorite food, I'm not going to go restaurant. I love the cheddar cheese soup from Canada.
Ooh, nice.
I mean, I know it's in the restaurant, but the Food and Wine Festival, like, we hit that up several, now it's so long, so we hit it up a lot. But just going there and getting that, that's my favorite thing to look forward to every year.
But can you eat it when it's really, really still hot outside? Like, can you eat it in August in Florida?
We do, and we complain. We're like, this is the worst weather for soup, but I'm still eating it. And I
still got to.
The first year I did Wine and Dine, I ran one in the rain. When I remember it rained the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
And I had my fastest ever Disney race. So I finished pretty early. And my wife and her friend were running, and I had, when we, the after party, almost nobody's there, and I was done pretty quick. And we're walking around, and I got a double one. My favorite picture from Run Disney thing is I got two soups, and I swear they're more employees than people walking around at that point. So I got a double cheddar cheese soup while I was waiting for my wife to finish. So, and it was cold that night. So that was actually good.
Best,
and we were drenched.
Best part of the night. Two soups. Two soups.
Absolutely.
Doubling up. I love it.
That's a good night. Oh, man, I love it. Yeah, that stuff is
good. Then I just want all those, like, pretzel rolls that they have in LaSalle to go with it, you know? Man,
oh,
so
my God, they're bread. Yeah.
Yep.
I haven't been to LaSalle
and I've only been
ages.
At LaSalle twice, so, but, I mean, I look forward to the soup every time. When the Food and Wine's going on.
I'm hoping to go there this week, Mike. I haven't booked an ADR, but I got my eyes open because, like, I'm with you. It's been years since I've been there.
We used to go there all the time because LaSalle used to be one credit on the dining plan. Like, that used to be the steal of the dining plan, right? But then when it went signature, then we knocked it off.
Mm-hmm. And it went signature at lunch, too, which made it even, like, because there's a little period. I think it might have been one at lunch, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but.
Yeah, that is good, though. It is. They had a good steak, too. I mean, it still does, probably, but now I'm just too cheap.
Our friend Georgia Mike says it's the best one.
Nice. I like the atmosphere. I mean, it's like a cave. And, you know, all guys like caves, I think. Just, that's cool. Just, it's a cool place. Well, John, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. And hope the universe sends you another deluxe upgrade here in the near future. You deserve it.
Oh, that'd be nice. Thanks, we'll guys. Have a great night.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Talk to you soon.
You too.
All
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Great call.
Absolutely. Jinx.
Love that soup.
Man.
It is hard to do during Food and Wine, especially when Food and Wine started like in July.
He did two of them, one for each hand there. He was just down in the soup after a race. He's a man. I like it, dude. That just makes me happy. All right, we have our next call. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, Mike and Scotty. It's Lane out in Colorado.
Lane, what's going on? Now, there you go. You probably can see some snow, maybe. I don't know where you are in Colorado, but maybe. We're doing snow reports today.
Yeah, we've got the in-laws down by Denver. They had about a foot and a half, but we're all clear here, so I was okay with that.
Good deal. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to call in. Two things. I had a question for you guys. We're headed out to Disneyland May 18th. So a couple of our days are over the weekend and a couple over the week. And we're just curious, in your guys' experience, are they still only doing fireworks over the weekend then? We were trying to avoid some crowds and go during the week, but we also don't want to miss fireworks.
Fireworks tend to be over the weekend. They count like Friday night for that. So like a Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, that's where it was when we were down there recently. And what's weird, like Lane, like it really wasn't like posted like ahead of time, you know, it's just kind of like, like that week you kind of found out. So, during some busier times, they do them like every day and then they get canceled a lot due to the winds. But typically speaking, like they would be doing it over the weekend. I know like Carolyn's in the chat too. She's kind of like a resident of Disneyland. Correct. I feel like, so she might chime in if we're wrong on that, but I'm pretty confident that would be Friday through Sunday that week.
Friday through Sunday. Okay. That's helpful. The other thing I had for you guys, I know it's not maybe been a topic recently, but I know on other podcasts, Mike, you guys have talked about ways to sort of share your photos after your trips.
Yep.
And I don't know if this has been brought up before, but one thing that we do is we've got a Roku. And so what we'll do when we come back from our trips is go onto the Roku app and add our photos to their little photo stream. And then you can set that as your wallpaper. And we'll honestly just sort of turn our TV on during the day, even if nothing's on it. And the pictures just kind of scroll through. And as you're going about your day, you can kind of glance up at the TV and you kind of get to see those memories just, you know, as you're going about your day. So that's something kind of unique maybe that we've done that has been kind of a cool way to share those apart from, you know, making a photo book or anything like that. So something I thought I'd throw out there.
So give me the details on that one more time, because I do have a Roku TV like 5 feet from me here in the studio, yeah. Which I just bought I just bought this digital frame here for the studio, which I'm building my Olivia's wall. But I have a 60-inch TV, which is on the other wall, which would be nice to kind of do the same thing. So is it just a Roku? Because it's a Roku TV, so it has that, like when it's not on, it's in place of that like Roku City little background kind of thing that's kind of purplish?
Yeah, exactly. So they've got an app you just download.
Okay.
And then they've got a space on there called Photo Stream, and you can add your photos there. And then I think you go into your settings and find like the screensaver settings, and you just change it to Roku Photo Stream. And then whatever photos you upload, it'll just cycle through them, you know, throughout the day. Like you're saying, once, you know, activity's been off for long enough, cool. It'll just switch to that screensaver. And then you've got all these, we'll put our ride photos on there, photos of, you know, even we'll, I guess this might be kind of cheesy, but this is probably the crowd for this. If we're staying somewhere new on an upcoming trip, we'll post some photos of the property and the hotel and stuff and put those up there to sort of build the excitement. But it's been kind of fun. We enjoy it.
This is the crowd for that, by the way.
And that's a great tip. Like, I love that tip. Look, you got Mike like jotting down notes. Oh, dude, and he's going to figure out how to download this app.
Yeah, I got the remote in my hand right now. I'm like, okay, well, I'll wait till the show's over.
We know what Mike's doing this evening.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's great. Yeah, we've got pictures of the Disneyland Hotel up there now and parts of Disneyland. So we're getting excited.
Is that what you're saying, Lane? Are you saying off-site or on-site for that Disneyland trip?
We're pretty excited. We're definitely more world people, but we're staying at the Disneyland Hotel, so that'll be maybe a once in a lifetime experience. So we're pretty excited.
That hotel is so cool. There's something about that hotel. It's just it's got that historic feel to it, but then in the center, like where the pool is, that monorail slide, and then it just, to me, it feels like a mini Polynesian in the middle with like all tropical feel and like the, you know, Trader Sam's and the Tangaroa Terrace.
Oh, just makes your heart happy. Being there.
It's so awesome. Then you use like 10 steps and you're in downtown Disney. It's so cool.
And we're just getting excited for, I mean, really the quick service food. We might do one character breakfast because we've got a 19 month old. So he enjoys that. But we've been watching some vlogs lately, and I just watched one recently the creator got like a fried chicken meal at the plaza, like a quick service meal, $18, 3 pieces of fried chicken, mashed potatoes, a biscuit, green beans.
I'm thinking, Mike, we did that meal
together.
That'll
be good enough for me.
Yeah. Totally.
On your first trip, we went there. Yeah.
100%. Yeah. That's the thing is what I tell my guests now that I've kind of learned from going out there a few times at this point is that it's almost a flip-flop of your thinking with Walt Disney World. If you're like somebody that's grown up at, you know, done your traveling at Walt Disney World for the majority of your time, like I have, it's like you almost supplement your plan with ADRs or with table service restaurants at Disneyland. Like you sprinkle them in, you know, here and there just to supplement, but you primarily should just look at snacks and counter service for the majority of, because you're not going to be there that long. And you're probably going to enjoy, you know, just kind of going around and just having the, you know, the counter service options because they're so good. Like, there's so many places.
And Lane, I'll tell you too about character breakfast. Like, it's kind of obscure, but I do love the character breakfast at the plaza because there are so many characters. Like, and I mean, they're kind of like Rafiki will be there. Like, there's no like real theme except it's just Disney characters. But it is like, if you want to see a bunch of characters, like that breakfast is something I would consider for sure.
Okay, that's good to know. We were thinking Goofy's Kitchen to start with, but we'll have to look into that and maybe compare.
And Goofy's is convenient for sure because it's right there at your hotel too, so you can't go wrong with that either.
Or Storytellers. We love Storytellers.
Well, I don't tell everyone, Mike. No, Storytellers is actually it is my favorite. I mean, they got
that was good.
It's that bread pudding. I'm going to say this wrong, but it's like my favorite food out in Disneyland. The chili quies.
Those were good. Man, so yeah. Good. Scott raved about him, and he was right, man. Whatever those things were, they were. I had a ton of them.
I'm definitely a food. I don't know if I'm a foodie, but I love food. So, and I guess to that question, you guys' thing was about best thing you've ever ate. And I'm a sweets guy, and I had, I don't know if you guys have had it in the Germany pavilion, the caramel butter bar. If you haven't, though, that thing is to die for.
So Germany is like winning tonight because like Rhonda Lee had a thing from Germany too. Yeah, so Germany's the spot to be for that best.
Who'd have thought? Like, I wouldn't think Germany would be like taking over here with the best thing I've ever had at Walt Disney World, but here we are on St. Patrick's Day of all times.
I love it.
Super good. I've got two things and I'll let you guys go. I think you guys were asking the question about rides that were bracket busters. And I think for our family, it's got to be the Grand Fiesta Tour. It's, I don't know. I mean, I think most people, if they've not been before, I mean, I don't even know that it's in there, but it's just a great ride to relax. And if you've had like a big morning and you come back in the afternoon or the evening, that's a perfect ride to get on.
I agree. It's a sleeper that is better than expected.
Yes, definitely. Okay, and last thing, I'll apologize ahead of time. This is going to be a little sports segue. I know it's March Madness, but I grew up in an amateur wrestling family. So for us, it's starting March Madness. So a little nuance there.
Okay.
And Mike, I know you're a big Mizzou fan, but I got to know, are you supporting the wrestling team too?
I do. I know we have a great wrestling team, but I'm not a wrestling. I don't know anything about wrestling. I support everything. It's Tiger Style is what we're called, the wrestling squad. And
that's right.
I'm glad that we're one of the best wrestling programs. And I know the SEC does not have wrestling, but we wrestle, I think, out of the Big 12. But
right.
Yeah. And I appreciate them for their dominance that they have, but I do not. I try to follow. I follow so many sports. I just kind of check out on that one. But I'm glad that we're awesome at it. I respect all Mizzou sports.
Solid program. All right, guys. Well, I'll let you go. I appreciate you taking the call, and maybe I'll call back in once you get back from Disneyland and give you a little trip report.
Hey, I'd love it.
Love to hear about it.
Absolutely, because I know you're gonna have a great time, and I'd love to hear your perspective. That would be. Please make it happen. I'd love to hear it.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, guys. Take care.
Take care, Lane. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. See ya. All right, man. Great calls tonight. This is awesome. So I'm trying to see here. We had some comments on, we got Tonga Toast for another great bite from Nicola. I believe, is Nicola in England or is she in Australia? She's far away. I just remember that. Why can't I remember? Because I'm taking cold medicine. Dude, I've lost so many things over the past 3 or 4 days. Pam's like, the other night we went to get ice cream and I ordered the wrong ice cream and the stupid thing. I got home. I'm like, why are there Oreos in my thing? She's like, cause you ordered a choreo. I'm like, I ordered a perfect pitch. She's like, you ordered a choreo. I'm like, I'm on cold medicine. I didn't even order my right ice cream. I was so mad. Anyway.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oldie but goodie. And she says,
I mean, I love a Tonga Toast, but I'm like you, Mike, I can't do the banana. So
I'm allergic to
out the banana, which kind of like ruins the appeal. Sort of for Tonga Toast.
Now, I see what you did there. The appeal. Mm-hmm. Look at you. Like look at you.
Thank goodness, man.
You should always podcast with a beer. Tammy's tuned in over at the Boathouse. She's winning. So happy St. Patrick's Day to Tammy as she is at the Boathouse currently.
And I wonder what Raglan Road is like right now.
Oh my God. That'd be a wild.
You probably had to be there yesterday at 3 a.m.
Yes.
Like lining
up. That's what I'm thinking.
They don't let you line up that early, though. But
yeah, but if you're in, it's probably crazy in there. It's probably nuts.
I kind of wish, like, this is like unrelated, but that just got me thinking because they do close Disney Springs and like they'll have like, because I've stayed at Saratoga Springs where I wanted to like do an early morning run and just run through Disney Springs, you know? But they like close that bridge off, like they kind of block it. And I understand, right? Security purposes and all that, but it'd be awesome. Like if you could like access that, not to go shopping or anything, just like run through it, you know, in the morning, I think that'd be kind of cool.
No. So I thought of that years and years ago when Mallory was cheering for the summit, right? Because I was staying at the Disney Springs hotels, like at the B or like at the Holiday Inn. I've stayed at every one of them on that street. I've stayed at the Ramada, all of them. Because for some reason, every year they had a different one. So I've stayed on everyone down that street. And so what I would do every morning is run down to Saratoga. And there's a back. So the first time I went in, I got busted by security. They would not let me like go in there to run around Saratoga because I wasn't a guest. Because I ran in like through the main gate, like where the cars go in. And so they're like, sir, are you a guest? I'm like, no, I'm just going to run. They're like, no, you can't. So I was like, dang. So I got turned away. So I went back because I follow the rules. Well, so the next day, there's like a side entrance. Like if you go, there's kind of like a little,
It's by Disney Springs. Where you go if you're playing golf, you kind of enter that side.
There's a little side entrance where you can kind of go around the security gate. So I went in that way, and then you kind of come in halfway back through the resort, and you're on the trail there. Kind of where that big flowery thing is you see from if you're looking across the water from Disney Springs. I mean, it wouldn't hurt anything. I was running on the stupid paths, you know, around Disney Springs, just run around Saratoga. And so I ran around there, but I thought the same thing. I was like, how cool would it be just to run like through Disney Springs in the morning? They probably have the background loops on and all that. And,
it'd be so awesome. Like, it doesn't have to be like 4 in the morning, but like, why can't it be open at like 7 in the morning just to run through? Like, it'd be so cool.
But I mean, I guess you'd have like probably a whole bunch of people maybe like, and then all of a sudden it turned into Grand Central Station. I don't know.
Right. Yeah.
But I wanted to,
but it would be cool though.
So Matt says, Matt Wachowski says, Grand Fiesta Tour was a surprise sleeper for our family and kids in January when we last went. Our kids loved it so much. They wanted to ride it a second time back to back. Really, it's like it's a small world, right? It appeals to kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to ask you about this too. Here's another thing I want to ask you about. Steve has a question though. Well, here, let's get his question. Have you guys seen Up for Auction on the CW app? It's about the world's largest Disney auction. Chris Hardwick. Host, really good. I've not seen that.
I do not know what this is.
Up for Auction, world's largest auction.
I'll have to do a little research on it. I'm not familiar with that.
I bet they like maybe auction off like old Disney memorabilia. Oh, Nicole's in Australia. I knew it. Australia. I figured that. What was I thinking?
I thought it was like auctioning like the something related to the Pixar film Up when I read that at first.
But. So here's the thing. Disney did one of the greatest things this past week. Smartest things. I don't know who came up with this idea, but one of the smartest things, and it wasn't hard, but it was genius. When I saw this, I was like, pure genius. It wasn't even big, but it was pure genius. Patrick came and gave the safety spiel. It soared in California. How cool would that have been if like you're standing there getting ready to get on Soarin' and you've heard it 1,000 times, you know, you're just gonna get on blah blah blah, whatever. And then, boom, Patrick pops out in person to tell you, welcome to Soarin'. Like, how cool would that have been? Like, I saw that. I'm not even like a Seinfeld guy or any like of the shows. I don't know him from any TV shows. I only know him from Soarin'.
And well, he's voice of Croc in Emperor's New Groove, too. So he's got like more than just Soarin' as a Disney tie, too. So.
But I mean, what did you think when you saw, like, I almost got goosebumps because I think it wasn't like a huge deal. He did it. I think he just only did it one time or so. I mean, I don't think he did it like for an hour or anything. I think he did it once.
And like, I wonder about like, who were those guests though? Because like to have like a film crew, like doing that, like, I wonder like,
true,
like it had to have been probably like before the park opened. It was probably like cast members or something. Like, I don't know, but it doesn't even matter.
I didn't even think that. See, you're jaded. I don't know. I thought maybe it's just regular
people. I didn't think it was random. I don't think it was random by like random guests. I think it was like select guests got to ride it or whatever. And then they probably didn't know that was going to happen.
They looked like regular people to me. I don't know.
Maybe it was. I don't know. But either way, that doesn't even matter because it's still cool. It was very cool.
Yeah. See, I never thought that. Oh, but I just thought that is so cool because, I mean, he did definitely look older. Like, you know, it does show you, though.
That's from, like, 2005.
I know. And that was the other thing that, like, maybe they shouldn't do this because it was, like, shocking. Like, holy cow, we're getting old fast. Because, like, you saw him, I'm like, oh, my God, Soren's, like, 20-some years. It's, like, 20 years old.
Yeah. Holy cow. It was a cool thing. Like, I can't remember, like, I saw so many people share it. I can't remember where I found it first, but I was like, this is so cool. Like, I had to, like, go tell Elizabeth and all that. Like, I thought it was super neat.
I did, too.
I was like, dang, I wish I would have been there.
Because it wasn't, like, that hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you know, you ask him, can you do this? I mean, you know, he's probably not got a ton going. I mean, I don't know how busy he is, but, I mean, it's not obviously the pinnacle of his career, but it's like a little niche thing that he's known for and, like, a little subculture fandom. Right. But when they theme
Rock and Roller Coasters to the Be Our Guest podcast, that's how people are going to feel when they see you like doing the ride. You're like, oh my God, that's the guy in the pre-show for the Be Our Guest podcast roller coaster.
Fire says it was cool, but yeah, he was old. We would all be that way though. So Avery Richard. So if we, I mean, but seriously, like, so I have this frame going in the office, right? And I mean, That was the thing. Like, I was putting these, I was shooting these pictures off my phone over to the frame in the living room for the last, like, for like 5 nights, because it took forever to get them on this frame. In the whole, you know what the lesson was when I was sitting there with Pam when I was shooting these things over is, here's the thing that I said more than anything else over the putting these pictures on for 5 nights. Oh my God, we used to look so young.
Right? Yeah.
And it was usually me and you. It like races.
Yeah. Yeah, my hair used to be a lot more red than it is now. I'll tell
that
you
was that. Like the lesson. It was like, oh man, we used to look so young. Because I mean, yeah, it's been a while. Oh my gosh. I mean, all of us, like we've been doing this for a few minutes. It's crazy. But yeah, it was cool.
What did you think about the dining, reserving dining enhancement where you could like look at like a block of days? I know you don't book. I'm normally booking the dining for you. I know, but like, so, what did you think about that?
Welcome to 2024. I mean, come on now. Exactly. Like, why is it taking so long? That is not that hard.
What I don't like about it though, it's like, so if I was like searching for Narcoozies, there has to be like a Narcoozies available for me to actually expand the search to 1 week. You know, at least I couldn't find a way to do that where I could like start with, give me this week range and here's the restaurant I want. You had to like click into a restaurant and it had to have availability and then you could find it for a whole week. But yeah, it's definitely a step in the right way, right? Because yeah, it's 2024. Why haven't we been able to do that?
Yeah, I mean, I just think that anything that makes it a little bit more user friendly to find what you're looking for in a more global scope, that's good.
Yeah,
you know, and Deanna says here on YouTube, my best bites are the tuna nachos and cream cheese wontons from Yak and Yeti. Yeah. Warning though. Don't stuff yourself at Yak and Yeti and let your kids drag you on that long walk to Rafiki's Planet Watch. Sounds like it's happened. Yep. That's not good.
I'd argue a bite of a Gideon's like peanut butter chocolate cake would be one of my best bites. But like, I don't really like associate that with Disney because like Gideon's, I feel like it's like its own separate kind of thing. You feel me on that a little bit, Mike? Because like they have like their own like different location that's not at Disney Springs. So it's Disney, yeah, but it doesn't feel that way to me sometimes.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I can see where you could say that. Yeah, it is one of those things too. And like your best bite at Disney will change. Like I was trying to think like Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line. I don't know. Let's take one last call here as we kind of.
I know my best bite at Disney Cruise Line is for sure.
Okay, we'll do each one of those after this and then we'll wrap the show. But we have our last call of the night coming in from the 618. So I think I might know who this is, but who's joining us?
This is Drew.
Drew, what's going on from over on the other side of the river?
Oh, not much. Just had a question I wanted to ask you about Disney Cruise Line.
Hey, good place to call. What's going on?
We were just about to start talking about DCL, yeah.
All right, yeah. I was wondering, I know, I think you've mentioned that you went on a cruise back in like 98 or 99, right when Disney started first sailing.
Yes.
I know I had seen some stuff about Disney history or DCL history in the past, and it said that there was like an observation deck where you could like actually watch above the bridge. I was wondering if you knew anything about that or if you had experienced that yourself.
So I sailed the Magic the year that it launched, but like for an observation deck, I remember there was what they called an observation deck, I believe on the Magic and like its inaugural season was the forward. Mm-hmm. I don't think you went above the bridge though. I think what it was basically what is the wedding chapel now. It was in that empty funnel and the top, the forward funnel. And it was like the top of the forward funnel there where you could just kind of go up and just look above the ship. I don't think he actually looked at, I'd have to research that though. I mean, that's been forever ago now. That's been over 25 years. I can't remember what I had for lunch today, but I
gotcha.
Yeah. But I want to say that's what they called the observation deck was like up in the forward funnel. But there was also, I remember like right below that was a radio station because they had ESPN radios, like mobile radio station, which I thought was super cool back in the day. I mean, nothing was going on in it, but I thought it was cool because it could. But it possibly could have had one of those. I just, you know, maybe I missed it because again, I didn't know Back then, I didn't know what I was doing. That was my first ever cruise. I was just like scared to death to be on a boat. I didn't know what was going on. So were you sailing back then? Gotcha. Did you sail back then?
No, I didn't sail back then. No. I took my first Disney cruise around, I think it was like 2015, 2016. It was on the Wonder 2 Alaska.
Oh, nice. So what, everybody, right? Did you enjoy that Alaska cruise? Everybody talks about that. Like they always love it when they come home.
Absolutely. Yeah. I really, really enjoyed it. I went, it was a kind of a high school graduation present. It was amazing. I would definitely do it again.
Oh, I got to get there. Yeah. That's on my bucket list. That and a Panama Canal. Those are my two things. Yeah. Well, I'm going to research that. Yeah. I'm going to totally research that tonight. That's one of the things. Cause that's, I want to say they call that the observation like platform or something, room or up on the forward funnel, but there could have been something right above the bridge. That'd be super cool. Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. I wasn't sure. I just know I had seen a picture that some DCL history, thing I follow on Instagram had posted, and it did look like it was like basically like a almost like a track like that went around the top edge of the bridge where you could look down upon them. So I wasn't sure if you had experienced that or anything.
So we have a listener, Chris, that listens to this podcast that does his own podcast about Disney Cruise Line, and he always on Mondays or like right after the show releases will like comment on Twitter. So if you follow me on Twitter at BRGuestMike, he'll usually put a comment, and I bet he throws it out there if this was true. He knows more about like the history of DCL, so he'll probably throw it out there too. If I can't find
it. Okay, cool.
So he's good at that. All right. Well, hey, appreciate you calling in. Where in Illinois are you?
Trenton, Illinois. About like 20 minutes from O'Fallon.
Oh, nice. Did you guys get hit by the hail too the other day?
We did. Yep, we did.
Man, not good. Well, hang in there.
Nope.
It's springtime in the Midwest.
Yep, it's fun.
All right. Take care. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thanks.
All right. Take care.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Bye.
All right, Scotty G. Okay, best thing real quick on Disney Cruise Line.
Rhonda Lee had a great answer.
Yes, she did.
But I'm still going with Paolo. That's not my answer. The chicken parm. I love that chicken parmesan at brunch. Like, I don't know why. I've never had a chicken parmesan like it. So that's my best bite on Disney Cruise Line. What about you?
Eggs Benedict at Paolo is I got two. Eggs Benedict at Paolo, I had two of those. They brought me two at the brunch last for the Wish podcast.
They did.
And I love the Paolo sticky buns. Those sticky buns.
Yeah,
oh my God. I could eat a dozen of those things. Those things are so good. Oh man. But she mentioned the chocolate souffle.
Which is what's going to be my other answer. For sure.
So you get that at dinner, right? Now I'll tell you a funny story about that. Pam and I took Mallory on a spring break cruise years ago on the Wonder to Mexico. It was just us three. And Mallory was like 7 or 8. Paige was going to go. She stayed home because she had a soccer tournament. She was in high school. She didn't even get to play her soccer tournament because it snowed so hard back here at home that the soccer tournament got canceled. So she got totally dogged out. She could have gone on a cruise. She didn't, because she didn't get to play soccer. So we make fun of her to this day. Anyway, we were going to go to Paolo, but we couldn't because Mallory, like, you know, Mallory didn't want to go to the kids club. So we didn't get to go to Paolo. We told our waiter in the main dining room that we wanted to go to Paolo so bad because we heard about this chocolate souffle at Paolo. Like we wanted it so bad. We couldn't, we had a kid, you know, she wouldn't go to the club, blah, blah, blah. That night, they delivered to our stateroom two of those chocolate souffles. Dude, we had that on the veranda. Just like you poke the little hole in the thing and dump the sauce in. I mean, you talk about heaven on earth. I mean, you're having these chocolate souffles that are so light and flaky and hot with that sauce. Oh my. We still talk about that to this day. It was like,
I'm sure you took really good care of that server.
Awesome
thing to do. That, and like, it's such a unique experience where you just had it on your veranda instead of like the dining room at Paolo. You know what I mean? Like, that is so cool.
Cause like we were kind of like, you know, in the room. Cause I mean, Mallory was like 7 or 8 and like, you know, we're getting ready for bed and like we hear, and we're like, okay, somebody's at the door, dude, boom, on this tray, two of these souffles. You should have seen Pam and I were like, oh my God, it's the souffles. Like, I mean, it could have been two gold bars at that point, you know, like we were like, you gotta be kidding me. Like, I didn't think these things were
like, you want to talk about being lucky. That's being lucky right there too. You know, that's your best bite. And you were lucky.
We said, we didn't think these things were allowed to leave Palo. Like, we thought, like, you know, this breaks international trade federations or something.
It probably does.
Did we share with Mallory? Heck no, we didn't share with Mallory. 7-year-old's not going to appreciate that. We probably gave her a Mickey bar. No way. Would I share with her now? No. Heck no. Anyway, that's the show. So, hey, good stuff. So good. And I appreciate it. So I got to tell you, real quick before you jump, one thing you're looking forward to this trip, like any, I know you're doing Keys.
Keys to the Kingdom is really big on our list of things I'm looking forward to. Outside of like the generic, like just hanging out with the family, you know, just relaxing. Looking forward to some pool time for sure.
You lucky dog.
Food wise, I talked about excited to try Be Our Guest. It's been a long time since we've been to Be Our Guest. I do plan to do like a hardcore park day, something like we have not done in a long time, right? Like the girls don't know this, but there's a day where like I still want to do the midday break thing, but like I want to rope drop and close a park, like whatever the latest park is that night, like on the same day. So maybe like rope drop an Animal Kingdom because they tend to open first, and then like close down the Magic Kingdom in the same day. I think that'd be fun. Like an old school day. You know what I mean?
Yep. You say it now, so I want to see if it happens. Best laid plan.
It's recorded, so there it is. So we'll see. Like I'll report on that.
All right. Well, have a good safe travels down, and I know you deserve it.
Sending you photos and posting and everything. So
this week is going to be incredibly busy for me. So I will be so jealous, but because this week is going to be insane. Because we have a summer itineraries with Disney Cruise Line are crazy as it is. Summer releases, and this year we have a new ship and a new island.
Yeah,
it's insanity already.
A lot of new stuff there. Yeah.
It's a lot going on. A lot.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'll still be here during that, but I'm sure that's going to carry over into the next week too, for sure.
Oh, it'll be.
Is Mallory on spring break this week, or is it the same week as us?
No, they got two more weeks, I think.
Okay.
I think. I know they're not off this week coming up.
Okay.
So. All right, we're going to get out of here. We'll catch you between shows over on Discord, brguestpodcast.com/Discord. The conversation continues. You need to be over there. We'll see you over there. Don't forget our show's brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We'd love to help you plan that Disney Cruise Line trip because 2025 summer vacations are available. So just swing by the website, themagicforless.com. Get your onboard credit. Spends just like cash, costs the same booking as booking directly with Disney Cruise Line. So check them out over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you to our Patreon supporters. $5 a month is all it takes to support the show. We appreciate that so very much. It really does help us out. And you get a bonus show called Mike in the Midwest. It came out earlier today. It came out early because I know this week's going to be crazy. This week, we talked about ice cream because Trisha wanted to hear about it. Trisha up in Wisconsin said, hey, why don't you do a show about ice cream? I said, hey, why not? Let's do it. And I even talked about you, Scott. I said, Scott's only been to Dairy Queen once. How can that be?
Only once. It was with Marlessa. Up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
So we talked about all the ice cream places and my ice cream story. So we talk about that on that. It's just a bonus show. So again, just go to patreon.com/beourguestpodcast to get in on that fun. Give us a follow on social media. Scott's the one to follow right now because you're going to get all kinds of great content starting at the end of this week. It's at Epscott, E-P-S-C-O-T on Instagram, Twitter, and Threads and all those good places. I'm at BRGuestMike in those same locations. And again, catch me over on the Discord, brguestpodcast.com/Discord. We'll be back again next Sunday night. Just me, but it's fine. I'll be needing your calls, though. So get your phones charged. Be ready. We're going to have lots of great conversations, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. And we'll be opening up the phone lines to have fun on the BOGP open line. All right, until we get back together again, great shows this week coming your way, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So for Scott, I'm Mike, wishing you a great week. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.